Jeff Williams, who's the CEO for Public Sector Consultants. Jeff, how are you?
Just fine. Good morning, Tony.
Tell us about Public Sector Consultants.
Public Sector is a nonpartisan research firm. We're a think tank located in Lansing. We do independent research in all issues of public policy. We've got folks that work in environment and natural resources, healthcare and human service policy, education, public finance, and then regulated businesses.
We talk with a lot of folks who claim to be nonpartisan. Is it tough not to lean one way or another?
It is very difficult. It's something we take very seriously. And let's define our terms as well. Nonpartisan doesn't mean we don't take positions on issues. We believe that good research about public policy can yield conclusions that we are happy to talk about to the public, to the legislature, to our clients. We hire both Republicans and Democrats, and we believe that out of our research and our findings don't have a partisan bent one way or the other. But, of course, as individuals, we have a variety of beliefs inside the company and a variety of political perspectives inside the company that contributes to a very healthy debate.
How many people work for the company?
We've got about 30 people right now, and we're very pleased that in the last couple of years we now have headquartered in Michigan, but we also have had operations in Minnesota, so we're now in two states.
Why is business so good?
You know, I think there's a great hunger, partly as the kind of the newspaper industry has declined, which used to be, 15, 20 years ago, the Capital Press Corps had a number of reporters and a number of different sources. The sources really dwindled over the years. So if you're looking for independent commentary on what's going on in the legislature or an independent commentary on laws and regulations, it's tougher to find. So I think the firm has carved out a good niche. We've been in business now 32 years. We have been nonpartisan and independent for every single one of those 32 years. So I think over the years, a lot of hard work has established our relationship with a lot of folks. And it has established our position that when we do the research, it's what good, qualified, educated people look at an issue and can talk clearly about.
Jeff, where are people going for their news and information?
They're going all over the place. If anyone doesn't think people are so hungry for news and information, that's very wrong. The problem is they're just scattered all over the place. So many people get news from what would be historically considered entertainment sources, like The Daily Show. Lots of people get news from the Internet or anything on the web. Many of them are coming from traditional newspapers, but there's such a host of other news sources. The challenge is really if you dig down to the bottom of it, whereas there might have been, again, a decade or two ago, 10 or 12 primary sources of news information, that's probably whittled down to two or three or four about Lansing politics that are now replicated in hundreds and thousands of sources. So it's the search for primary sources, the search for different opinions that's more challenging.
Well, Jeff, you're supposed to say folks are going to the radio for some of their news and information, too.
Watching the streaming of audio, the growth, part of my background is information technology. I have been fascinated to watch the growth of radio, whether you call it from kind of creating your own channel, whether it's news or music or streaming, like WILS does, like many of the stations do, which for a long time was a big argument inside the radio world of should you even stream across the Internet. Just walking through my office, hearing the call letters of stations from around the nation that are played on the desktops of the firm and the sources, it's incredible, and this is their kind of flip from if the sources of news is kind of making you a little worried, boy, as a consumer, the wide variety of where you can obtain information now or obtain entertainment is phenomenal.
Jeff, that's a great answer. I knew your intelligence went way beyond mine. Thank you for that. Tell us about Public Sector Consultants. They've launched a new website. Tell us why you did that.
We have. It's just the usual website, just like technology, needs to change every few years. Looks can be dated. So the core of the website, the description of the company, we have more than 20 years of our public policy research papers accessible online. That was there before and is still there today. Really, the website was a chance for us to just change the look and the colors a little bit, add some staff photos on there. And then really get our feet wet in terms of getting onto blogs and Facebook, being more accessible as a company, where we're sharing more of the things we're seeing. A lot of the speeches I give, people ask us, what are the interesting reports we've seen, kind of which, what are we seeing as public policy and neutral analysts? So it's a way for us to be a little more open, a little more communicative with our clients, with the public, and a way, honestly, to catch up and get into Facebook and Twitter and do some more things with social media than we've done in the past.
Jeff, do you think the general public is really interested in the many polls that many folks do or around the world?
I think the public is interested, especially as Americans. We always like to know who's in the lead, you know, which way is momentum going. I do think, though, we all need to be careful. We can all get just so fatigued with, you know, the polls, especially in, you know, we're going to be in what, a 2 or 2.5 year presidential election here. Most Americans, most voters really start to pay attention after Labor Day in terms of the presidential race. So it's all background noise right now. It's all kind of interesting. These are sports knowledge. It's all preseason stuff. We'll really all start to pay attention after Labor Day and that kind of last 90 days ahead of the election. That's when, you know, the advertisements will start. That's when the real campaign swings through major states will start. And that's when the polls will really start to make a difference.
If voting was tomorrow and I had to bet you a cup of coffee, who do you think our next president will be and who do you think wins between Stabenow and Pete Hoekstra should he get the Republican nomination?
If voting were tomorrow, I believe that it would be the president would win re-election, potentially by a nose, but I think he would win re-election. And I think Stabenow over Hoekstra. However, I caveat both with a day is an eternity in presidential politics, and there is a lot of time between here and there. So I think you're seeing both, all of the candidates sharpen their messages. I think you're also seeing, quite honestly, all of the candidates enjoy a little bit of time off. They're getting their breather right now. They're trying to, you know, spend time with families because as we approach that, you know, that Labor Day mark, they will be on 18-hour day schedules 7 days a week all the way through the election. So they're getting ready for the big race.
Jeff Williams is the CEO for Public Sector Consultants. Jeff, thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you, Tony.